Dr. Asma Elsoni, President of the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Health, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'd like to start off by asking you what you think are the most important issues to be addressed in the global plan to stop tuberculosis in the next 10 years.
I think the most important issues is to roll out the strategies of the global strategy and to focus on highly populated countries like China and India, and to pay attention to the emergency in Africa because of the dual infection. The TB cases are increasing in a fast way because of the AIDS, HIV/AIDS problem. Another issue, I think, is the funding of the infrastructure to enable programs to get nearer to a case detection of 70% and a success rate of 85%.
Now, one element of that is bolstering healthcare resources in these developing countries, and that's one of the big issues of this conference. Can you talk about the importance of improving healthcare resources and training more healthcare workers and encouraging them to stay in their countries?
Yeah, most of the low-setting countries are working with 2.3 doctors, nurses, and midwives per 1,000 of their population. And with this type of health personnel and very shabby health infrastructure, it is very difficult for us to reach the global targets. And I think it is very important, again, to link the MDGs, the three goals of the MDGs,
which is the Millennium Development,
Development Goals, with the HIPIC, with the highly indebted poor countries program, because these two issues go together. We need to eliminate poverty as well as building the health infrastructure. Without building the health infrastructures, it will be very difficult to launch successful programs and reach out to the peripheries where the real patients stay.
Now, one of the other elements of the global plan to stop tuberculosis is the new tools. Can you talk a little bit about these new tools that the community is working towards, scientists are working towards, to fight tuberculosis, and why they're so important?
Yeah, although smear testing for TB remains a cornerstone for many developing countries because this is what they can afford. It's no doubt we really need to look for new tools like the spot test, other type of test, pack test, and quick test, so as to reach as quick as possible the population.
Now, one other thing, too, about this conference is hearing the voice of the tuberculosis community. Why do you think that the tuberculosis community needs to be heard in terms of how to improve the fight against tuberculosis?
I think without involving the community, and by community I mean the community by and large, as well as the TB patients, programs cannot be successful. Because the main stakeholders to me are the TB patients themselves. So the most important issue is to involve the TB patients, to involve the TB patients' associations, to involve the village leaders and other partners in the community, and only then we can see that the program can be successful. The TB programs, the unique thing about them is the organogram and the administration. And for instance, like a country like mine in Sudan, we have like 30 million people. And for every 100,000 of the population, you have a microscopy center. And around each of the microscopy centers, you have a satellite of directly observed treatment centers. It will be very easy to launch DOTS committees of the community, conformed of TB patients and the community, to assist the program and be and work for advocacy, as well as to help in supervising the directly observed treatment therapy.
Now, you mentioned DOTS, directly observed treatment. What would you say to critics who believe that DOTS isn't working? What would your argument be for why DOTS is the best strategy?
I think DOTS is user-friendly. It reaches out for the community. And if the country does DOTS well and decentralize the directly observed treatment up to the peripheries, it will be owned by the community itself. It's a user-friendly strategy, and it reaches out for the people. And some of the DOTS supervisors in many countries like East Timor, like Nepal, where I visited, the DOTS supervisor really knows what is happening at home, who's sending her children to school and who gave birth and so on. So I think that DOTS is a very user-friendly, and it's an excellent strategy for tuberculosis.
Last question for you. What do you hope that conference participants, be they scientists or members of the community or people who coordinate DOTS programs in countries, what do you hope that they take home from this conference?
That the DOTS strategy, the TB model, is a unique model. And I would like to see many of the countries take the model a bit further than TB to implement a comprehensive lung approach and to utilize it for tuberculosis and HIV and even malaria.
Dr. Asmal Soni, President of the International Union Against Tuberculosis and Lung Health, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.